This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Planned Parenthood abortion business is taking its battle to kill a pro-life Texas law that has already resulted in temporarily closing abortion clinics across the state all the way to the Supreme Court. Last week saw conflicting rulings on whether or not the state of Texas could make safety demands of abortion clinics, with the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals allowing the law to take effect. The greatest effect of the 40 Days for Life prayer vigil might not be the sheer numbers of babies saved, though it may be a good barometer. The nearly 500 saves in September and October brings the total to over 8,000 children whose lives were spared from abortion from all 40 Days prayer campaigns. The Obama administration will ignore the Affordable Care Act regulations and conceal which plans or exchanges cover abortion. Passage of Obamacare hinged on a last-minute deal that mandated the now apparently useless transparency tools. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
Incumbent Virginia Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam is facing nationwide condemnation for refusing to shake hands with his black conservative Republican opponent E.W. Jackson. Jackson is a pro-life African American who's been pegged with typical Uncle Tom attacks throughout the campaign for his position on issues like abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.